time now for News Talk WANI Sports, brought to you by Top Hat Chimney Sweeps. If you have a chimney, make sure it's inspected by the best. Top Hat Chimney Sweeps of Auburn. With 20 years of experience, they are the pros.
Speaking of pros, Bill Cameron joins me on the WANI Hotline as we talk a little bit of sports, all brought to you by Top Hat Chimney Sweeps. And Bill, we'll talk basketball here in a little bit, but I guess the big news of the week is Auburn has a new football coach. I've heard you guys visiting throughout the week, and your take on the whole Golish situation and him headed to Auburn and what he can possibly do for the Tigers.
Yeah, you know, it sure wasn't the name everybody was talking about, but I think for what Auburn has been looking for, I can't imagine a better pairing now that DJ Durkin is going to return as defensive coordinator. Alex Golish, you know, has been in the SEC. He came with Josh Heupel to Tennessee from Central Florida, was the offensive coordinator there for that Tennessee team that led the nation in total offense. And he's gone down to South Florida and taken over a program that in 3 years won a total of four ball games, went to a bowl his very first year, won seven games, 23 wins in 3 years for a team that had won four games over the 3 years before, and not just winning, but putting up phenomenal offensive numbers. One of the top offenses in the country this year, running for over 200 yards and passing for nearly 300 yards a ball game. So, you know, that's if Auburn could have found a little more offense this year, you know, there are a lot more wins that were right there within their grasp. So you gotta like this. I mean, I think really impressed with him. He's he's ready. He's ready to get to work.
He's full of energy. I'll give him that, man.
Yeah, no question.
And I think that'll. I think a lot of that kind of a locker room will take after that. They will kind of follow the leadership of their head coach when it comes to stuff like that. And that fire and and dare I say brimstone that takes place is he comes across as that type guy that will. And he doesn't pull punches. He doesn't hold back. As they showed a clip, Bill, that I like to see, and because you've seen it. Not to do this comparison because people are going to get, Auburn fans are going to get upset with me, but a few years ago, Saban and Alabama were up on somebody big, and it was, I think it was during the McCarron years, may have been somebody else, but they were up probably 30-plus points, and he was still coaching at the end of the game, still getting on people and all that kind of stuff. You saw that same thing with Golish. Is at one point in time, they showed this clip. They said, this is the guy we're getting. I think they were up 35 on somebody, and he had two offensive guys over on the side, and he was coaching them up, not getting on to them, not yelling, not screaming at them, but still doing his part coaching, even though they were up 35, and clearly the game was out of reach.
Yeah, I mean, I think he is. He's what Auburn needs. They needed, you know, John Cohen talked about somebody with an edge, and there's no doubt that that's Alex Golish.
I will say this: I don't know if you've had an opportunity. I know now Hugh has sat down with Justin. Some of the Hogenson, some of the stuff from that has been put out as of yesterday. But I listened to the David Pollack interview. He had Hugh on his podcast or whatever he does.
Right.
About a 30-minute interview, and that was, I think, his first interview afterwards. I don't know how much of it to take as, you know, I'm not going to be ashamed to say that I think these coaches, when they get buyout money, they have to sign NDAs and everything else. But I think people will be shocked and refreshed to hear that when he asked him about the boosters, because that was a Summerall thing, is the rumor going around.
That's one of the things people were wondering and feeling like, I do think that was something that John Summerall definitely heard in making his decision.
And Hugh kind of put a little bit of that to bed as he asked. He said, look, he said, if it was taking place, he said, maybe, and I'm paraphrasing here, but he said, maybe the administration protected me. He said, but not one time did they meddle or say, hey, you need to be doing this or doing that. And it makes you wonder where, if that interview would have come out 2 weeks ago, what would have happened. But I did find that interesting whenever he discussed that with Pollack.
Yeah. And if John Summerall doesn't think that, There are some boosters at Florida, some Bull Gators that won't be wanting to get his ear, then he's got another thing coming.
when he came out, he didn't come out and say it, but that was kind of the information that was leaked, and I thought, brother, if you're going to any major university around the United States, even if it's not, this takes place at the Yales and Harvards of the world, Bill. Somebody's going to be in your ear at some point in time. So if he thinks he's going to Florida to escape it, he is going to be in for a rude awakening. So Golish goes to the game last night, talks to the crowd a little bit. Your thoughts on his, you know, from his press conference on Monday, how he handled himself to even last night? I mean, he's also one to admit this is, I know he did Tennessee, but when you're a coordinator, that's not the head coach. The head coach going out standing midcourt during a sellout is a little different than being the offensive coordinator.
No, but the thing is, I mean, he's had a couple of years. South Florida's a huge school now. They're not obviously not SEC, but I think his experience there has really helped him. You know, he's been around. He's been at quite a few different places now, and you know, he's also been, and I think this is very important, he's been the recruiting coordinator at three schools.
Yes.
So he knows what you know what he needs to be doing to help bring the players in. Yesterday was signing day for this early signing period, and I know it's going to be disappointing when you look at it. I mean, I thought Auburn did a pretty good job considering as far behind as they were trying to catch up, and they flipped a couple of guys yesterday.
Yep.
But I mean, he had said at his press conference, you know, when I asked him his priorities, I mean, he made it clear that the top priority is getting to know this roster and retaining as much of it as many of the players that wanted to be here at Auburn, retaining them. And he's got a while now. He's got till January 2nd to try to work with those guys and see if they can retain as much of this roster as possible. So I guess the next step that we'll be watching is as he fills out his staff. He's getting close, but I think we'll have some more news on that. I would think here, you know, before the end of the weekend.
Yeah, listen, his goal was 48 hours to be staffed, and
yep.
I thought that was a hefty goal because, listen, people want to go.
Look, getting DJ Durkin, though, was the most important
it
piece
was.
Of that. I don't think there's any question.
And Bill, let's address that, because some people have said, you know, clearly I don't think – per Cohen and per even Alex Golish himself, I don't think Durkin was forced upon him. I think that Cohen basically told Golish when he came in, he said, look, I just want you to have an opportunity to interview the guy, sit down and talk to him, and let's call it what it is. As I heard you and Jake the other night talk, because I came in to do counsel the other night, and y'all were talking about it even coming in. I think when you're taking over a program, you'd be crazy not to retain some of the staff. I mean, just because get a little bit of the lay of the land. Now, I'm not saying all of them. I think he's done a great job of saying, hey, you know, this wasn't working, so we're making these changes. But there is some familiarity, as you see Cody Burns, associate head coach, going to be coming. Surely he's associated with the program in more ways than one. But, you know, keeping somebody like Durkin and as far as somebody says, what about his defensive coordinator? Well, his defensive coordinator, some of those games, they were giving up 50 points. Maybe he would like somebody that's a little tougher on defense than what he had.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, because there's been a good bit of speculation that Todd Orlando, who's been his defensive coordinator, could be on this staff as well. He's another guy that's got a lot of experience. So it'll be interesting to see. But yes, I think if you can keep somebody for that transition, because somebody who understands and knows all the players. Look, there's no question the players really rallied behind DJ, and that they love his fire as well. So. What I didn't realize when the release was put out that DJ was staying was that that Alex Golish and DJ Durkin have known each other for over 20 years.
I had no idea.
Alex Golish went to Ohio State.
Yeah.
Was at Ohio State and was a student assistant there at Ohio State when DJ Durkin was at Bowling Green, and they both have those Ohio backgrounds. So I think that goes a long way too. I mean, because it's tough to come in and, you know, when you don't have any relationship with someone, keep them on. But that's something I think Auburn's very fortunate that those guys did have that prior relationship.
By the way, and Bill can tell you this in his quote-unquote years of experience, back when he was at Ohio State, and I didn't realize this either until I took a deep dive into Golish, as a student assistant, at one point in time, he was put in charge of tight ends, and you never hear of a student assistant that is usually basically right. Becomes a position coach while they're a student assistant. That just does not happen. And so that clearly shows the potential he had even back in those days and what Tressel thought of him. And Tressel was a pretty darn good coach for Ohio State. He had some issues off the field with some players, but other than that, he was a pretty darn good coach at Ohio State. So let's move from there to last night. See, I talk about Golish speaking to the fans last night as Auburn pulls one out. And if I'm not mistaken, they were the closer to as far as solidifying the win for the SEC over the ACC in the ACC-SEC Challenge. There was another win not too long after that. And then, of course, I think Tennessee went down late last night. But still, Auburn and the SEC come out on top in the ACC-SEC Challenge. Your thoughts last night? I still think it's hilarious. Tahad has his best games on the road, and according to Stephen Pearl, it must be the meals that he has and the hotel meals that may have him on fire when he's not at home.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to hear Stephen after the ball game. I mean, we were there, but I thought I'd try to come home and get a couple hours sleep before we did this thing this morning. But no, we stuck around for it all. Yeah, it is crazy that Tahad, he just hasn't shot the ball as well at home as he has on the road, where, of course, he was a top scorer out there in Las Vegas. But, man, what a show by Kevin Overton last night.
It's as though
Will Wade, I'm sure in their scouting reports said, well, you don't have to worry so much about one. And, man, he was just draining shots all over the place. 29-8. Twenty-nine and nine for Kevin, and then 28-10 for Keyshawn Hall, who didn't score for about the last half of the first half. But boy, he got 16 points in a hurry there in the second half as well. And I mean, those two guys combined for 57. Look, Auburn. I mean, when you look at some of the stats, you go, man, how was the ball game as close as it was? Only a 10-point ball game.
Oh, the turnovers.
Auburn turned the ball over more last night than they have all year long. 13 first half turnovers, 20 for the ball game, and that was the only thing I did. I mean, I heard the first couple of comments from Stephen, and yes, no question, that's something that's got to change. I thought NC State did a good job of getting into passing lanes, but other than that, boy, Auburn got after them defensively. They shot it well. That's another nice feather in their cap. I know NC State's lost four ball games now, but that is a talented team that can really shoot.
Well, they just bounced outside of the top 25. They were in the top 25 the entire time. So basically, Auburn was playing a top 25 team last night. I sat Hall and Overton last night, Bill, in the second half. They outscored NC State, just the two of them alone. In the second half. So that'll win you some ball games if two of your guys are outscoring the entire team on the other side in the second half. Now, the 20 turnovers, you said it best. It was funny because my old roommate and I were texting last night. I mean, the weak passing, also when they had some ISOs that were going on, the rest of the guys just weren't moving, and so they had nowhere to bail out. So they either got caught up in the air or got trapped in the corner and then made a bad pass that got a turnover. So they just kind of got, I know this sounds bad, but kind of got lazy at times last night. I think that led to a lot. And that's what Steven said afterwards. He said weak passing, no movement, and just poor decision-making. And that accounted for 20 turnovers, which is compared to the 9 that NC State had.
Oh, yeah. And Auburn had more turnovers in the first half than they'd had in a single ball game.
Yes.
They sort of got it looked like lazy's not the term, but they had a wraparound pass or two early that worked and kept going to it, or trying to throw over the top, and the passes just had a little too much or a little too much air under them or something a few of the times. But that's something that I feel like Auburn's going to be able to get that taken care of, because they had not been a team that had struggled with turnovers, and it's not because they haven't played anybody that's good defensively. And look, NC State statistically is one of the poorer defensive teams Auburn's played.
and good momentum headed into the weekend as get a highly ranked Arizona team out there.
Yeah, this is another huge challenge. I love it. It's great because if you're losing all these, it's not great. But I mean, Auburn has already shown that they bounced back from that Michigan loss. I thought with an excellent performance against St. John's.
Agreed.
This is going to be quite the challenge out in Arizona. But Auburn's got the talent. You still see some of these guys. I think Filip Jovic is a guy that, I mean, you're seeing him get better and better each time out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the players are they're becoming more confident with each other and understanding what the other ones can do. So it's going to be a tough task, and won't be the end of the world if Auburn doesn't win. But I expect them to go out and compete their backsides off.
Justin going to be with you this afternoon?
He should be. Yep. Nobody better to break down. Last night's basketball game, and I'm sure he's got some deep dive info on the Alex Golish hire as well. So yeah, looking forward to that. Dan will be back. He was up in Charlotte on Tuesday, but he'll be back. So the gang's all there this afternoon.
Well, that and if I'm not mistaken, got one of the few sit downs with Hugh too. So he may touch on that a little bit this afternoon.
Yep.
So that way people can hear more about that. Whatever that is, at this point, it was good to hear him say he's not bitter towards Auburn. And
no, absolutely.
And I thought that
was he's just very disappointed that things didn't go better. There's no question.
Exactly. So should be interesting to say the least. Well, tell Fergie we said hello. Look forward to if he's going out west to see the Arizona game. I look forward to his.
Oh, you know he is.
Well, you always look forward to his post on the meal that he has. So you tell him he's got to find somewhere that's decent and take a good picture for us so we can look that up on Instagram. And we could see what his meal is while he's traveling.
No question about it. We'll always do that.
Bill, as always, I appreciate your time, sir.
All right, Ben. Have a great day.
You got it. Bill Cameron, The Drive Thursdays. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. Positive thought, next.
This is Coach Stephen Pearl, and you're listening to the Abbey Award-winning Auburn Opelika This Morning on News Talk, WANI.